Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
If you're listening to Kaya Biz, you've just joined us. It is 4 minutes after 7 o'clock and we are live. I'm not alone. If you've been listening to the show, you'd know that for the last few weeks on end, we have been discussing our ETFSA starter pack. So many of you have logged on online by joining on the website and clicking the red start button to officially begin and kickstart your investment journey. But before I welcome everyone on the webinar and everyone else who might be listening in their car, via podcast, or even through the app, I do want to welcome our amazing audience and guests who are with us here at Kaya House. Hello, everybody. Fantastic. It's so lovely to do the show with you tonight and have you all present with us for our roundtable with ETFSA. It's exciting to see some familiar faces in the crowd, some new ones as well, and many of you who I'm sure are well established your investment journey, and perhaps others that just need that nudge, that push to get you to making sure that long-term wealth is something that you can build. I also would like to welcome our guests who are joining us via our webinar. Many of you having signed up online and actively joining us to participate in conversation. Hello, welcome. Hopefully at some point you'll get to see everyone else in the room. And most importantly, you will also have an opportunity to interact with us by sharing your questions. So submit them. Questions, thoughts, opinions. Maybe you're confused about where to start. Maybe you're well on your way into your journey and just need to rejig your portfolio. Please do send through your questions as we are live on this webinar. And there is a chat service available where we'll read your messages and, of course, address them with the representatives from ETFSA. In the audience, you're welcome to ask questions too. But before you do, we just want to make sure that everybody has a clear understanding of what will be discussed here tonight. So as has been mentioned, this has been an ongoing journey and one that has been a beautiful evolution between Kaya 959 and ETFSA. And in the last few weeks, I had the opportunity to speak to several representatives from ETFSA to really deep dive into this investment journey that so many of us tend to drag our feet at doing. But before we start, I do want to introduce not only our first two speakers who are joining us for our first half of this panel discussion, and I do just want to amplify their qualifications, the recognition of experience that they have, and also the recognition of ETFSA as an institution. When I spoke to several of my colleagues earlier on today, they were like, can I trust it? What if I need my money next year? Or in 2 years' time? But I also want to make sure I maintain my retirement savings. And I think it's important for us to underscore the fact that ETFSA is a registered financial services provider. Their details, their license is available on their website, and through institutions like the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, they are regulated. So that means nobody here is running away with your money. For anyone with any sense of anxiety, hopefully that aids abates some of the concerns you have. And beyond that, the experts as well who are joining us to give us some clarification and a deeper understanding of ETFs are industry experts themselves. Narina Fisser, ETFs. It's ETF strategist extraordinaire. I probably started meeting and speaking to you well over 10 years ago, and it's been phenomenal just to see how you've played a critical role as a chartered financial analyst, traveling across the continent and the world to help us in terms of identifying the right investment strategies to embark upon when it comes to ETFs. So thank you again for joining us, and welcome. Please can we give Narina a round of applause, everybody?
Thank you so much, Gugu. You know, for me, it's been such an exceptional experience to join you on your personal journey, all in also in terms of this. And I applaud you for the amazing work that you do in empowering ordinary people with the knowledge of how to grow wealth using investment platforms. So thank you for hosting us tonight. It's wonderful being here.
Thank you so much, Narina. Appreciate it. Many of you might have heard me on air saying, ask for Wendy when you call ETFSA. Guess what? Wendy is here. Wendy Khatrayo, everybody, a certified financial planner who has been with ETFSA for a considerable number of years. She's also been in the industry for just shy of 2 decades and has literally walked the journey with many investors, including myself, in helping us not only with our FICA documentation, but saying, hey, Googs, this is perhaps what you need to consider when it comes to investment strategy. So please can we give Wendy a round of applause as we welcome her here today. Don't be nervous, Wendy. Nobody bites here, I promise.
Thank you, Gugu. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. What we will prioritize is, of course, making sure we do get some of your questions as well here in the room. I'd also like to acknowledge Mike Brown, Gareth Stobie, and Susan Rabochabi, who are here, and, of course, the amazing members of ETFSA as well, who typically help us in the background to make sure that we get our investments going. But let's get this conversation going. And perhaps let's start off with yourself, Narina. As we've been commenting for weeks on end, typically as South Africans, we find ourselves sometimes anxious, sometimes lazy, and most times perhaps a little uninformed around embarking fully on the investment journey that we need to participate in. And I think this is just an opportune time for us to underscore why just getting started is the most important step.
Absolutely. You know, when we think in terms of what makes a difference is when you actually act. Action changes things. And we can educate and we can share information and we can share insights as much as we want to. But if people don't act and take that action, nothing happens. And I think that's one of the main reasons why we as ETFSA embarked on this journey with you and Kai FM to say, let's put together something that will help people that for various reasons feel anxious, overwhelmed, uncertain, fearful, or whatever. Let us give them the opportunity to actually kickstart this investment journey sooner rather than later. Because when you look at the probably the most powerful investment ingredient that you can possibly consider, it's time.
Yep.
Time is the most powerful thing, and it is exactly because of the eighth wonder of the world, as Albert Einstein.
Compounding interest.
Compounding, because that is the opportunity that you get to get your money working for you rather than you working for your money. But for that, you need time. And when we look at the benefit that you get from compounding over time, when it starts out, it looks insignificant. I shared with you before, say you've got 100 rand on which you earn 10% interest in a year. At the end of year one, you've got 10 rand extra. You compound that, the next year you get an extra 11 rand and 10 cent. And you're going to say to me, really? That's not much more than 10. Mm. But that compounding journey just keeps going and going. And after 10 years, suddenly you're not getting 10 rand, you're getting 23 rand 50. And in fact, after 40 years, the compounding of that initial 100 rand, just what you earn on your money, is orders of magnitude more than what you put in. And that's why we encourage the time, the consistency of sticking with that journey also, because it's time that really is your best friend on this investment journey.
Exactly. It's the money babies on money babies on money babies that we actually want. And I'll come back to you in just a moment for that example, because you've helped a lot of people who started investing back in high school and find themselves well into adulthood with a solid buffer in place. Mm. I do want us to be mindful that this is a live broadcast, so bear with us. Technology is a great friend, but can be fickle at times. So there might be adjustments that we might make. Mindy, I'm hoping that your mic is working and fully functional. Everyone online can also hear us. But maybe let's pick up on what Narina's mentioned around the uniqueness of the starter pack. And I think this is important, because what we're actually trying to cover is to ensure that your long-term investment strategy is covered through your retirement annuity. You also have access to a tax-free savings account. Let me say it again. Tax-free savings. I don't know where else in the world you might be able to earn money, gain interest, earn dividends, capital appreciation, and still not be taxed on it. But essentially, this is the government saying, here's your money, all of it, and we don't even have a claim onto it. But coupled with that, you also have the discretionary section of the starter pack. Maybe help us unpack why this is a critical investment strategy that we need to be mindful of and is a significant offering from ETFSA. Narina, feel free to add.
Okay, so what's the discretionary investment? It adds on to the retirement annuity, which would usually be your long-term investing. You then have your medium-term investing, which would be the tax-free account. But with the discretionary, you can actually either treat it as an emergency savings, whereby you can actually grow your money over time.
Oh, it's like I jinxed it, did I? Yeah. Solomon, is the mic working?
Okay. So basically with the discretionary, you can either use it as a long-term or short-term, but it's also something that you can use as an emergency savings. So on the starter pack, it is part of what you can use as emergency savings. We have a number of ETFs that are interest-bearing, where we will guide you into just investing your money there. And if you do have a glitch somewhere, that's the money you can look at without touching any of your long-term money.
Exactly. And I think this is important, because how many of us might have seen the Black Friday adverts already? Christmas shopping. and they're tempting you with those discounts, and you might think, ah, I might spend this 1,000 rand here or there. But that takes us to the minimum amount, right? 1,000 rand a month. And let's be honest, how many of us have spent 1,000 rand on lunch, on dinner, on shoes, the handbag, a lovely beverage that you share amongst yourself and your friends? It's really a number that many of us can find tangible, right, in terms of making monthly deposits too. But there's some flexibility here as well. Should you have the opportunity to have a lump sum, make additional contributions? Talk to us about this, because you typically liaise with a lot of us as clients to help us on this journey.
All right. So the nice thing with the starter pack specifically is that this 1,000 rand is split into three different investment types. So the 400, you'll never touch. Or let's hope you never touch until you're 55.
That's for the RA.
That's the one that goes to your retirement annuity. Yeah. You then have the 300 that will go to your tax-free. And that's the money that the government is literally saying, we will never take any tax from you, so grow it as much as you can. And then the other 300 would then go into the discretionary investment, which is where you can then go and borrow or use as and when. But you're not limited to 1,000 rand. You can increase your debit order at any point. You can grow it as much as you can. You can look at your own affordability. If you've got a lump sum, you can throw in a lump sum here and there as and when. And if you go through a difficult time, because life is long, you can stop your debit orders and then start again when you're fine. So the flexibility with ETFSA is what really helps investors, hopefully would help investors just start.
100%. Narina touched on something so critical earlier, which is time. And I remember speaking to you and I was like, you know, my niece, my nephew, there might be a few others and I think we need to add up to their portfolio. Yeah. But talk to us about, for those who might have loved ones who are minors under the age of 18, as to some of the considerations they need to keep in mind as well around taking everyone along with them and to starting the investment journey.
You can definitely take your family along with you, and not just your immediate family. It can be your siblings or anyone within your family or friend circle. All that person needs to have is a bank account, identification. Identification would be an ID or a passport or even a birth certificate. So an ID, birth certificate, proof of residence, and proof of tax if you are a taxpayer. And then you are able to open an account for a two-month-year-old or two-day-year-old, really. Yeah.
See why I say ask for Wendy? And she talks you through all of this over the phone. But Narina, perhaps this is where you can come in, because, again, through engaging with you over the years, you've often shared very practical examples as to how we can have these conversations, not only for ourselves with advisors who are representative as represented by ETFSA, but also to have this at the braai, in the office, around the boardroom, with our colleagues, to say, hey, have you actually double-checked your investments? Yes. How's your portfolio performing? Other Wendy, have you actually looked at expanding on your investments? That's the kind of conversation that we should be having as members of a South African society if we are really looking to all build wealth equitably. And you've had conversations with your daughter's friends about investments, and they look back now 20, 15 years on, and they're like, I didn't recognize what the long-term objective was, but here I am reaping the rewards. Make it practical for us, especially for those of us who might still be thinking, well, I still have time.
You know, Google, I think one of the things that I really love about this concept of sharing is that we can share knowledge, but we can also share and support one another on this journey. And I think some of my best experiences have been dealing with groups of investors, whether they are stockfels, whether they are investment clubs, a group of people that jointly help one another to invest, but they also share the learning experience. And there's such strength in that shared experience. And so this starter pack we're putting out there for an individual, but an individual is part of a community. An individual is part of a family. An individual is part of a group. And I think one of the most beneficial things that you can do as an individual is, as you learn on this journey, make sure that you share it with those around you. You cannot be an island of prosperity in a sea of poverty.
Oh, yeah.
In South Africa, we experience a sea of poverty around us. Each one of us that is blessed enough to actually get exposure to the content, the information, the literacy that we gain with this, and then also this ability to start this investment journey, need to make sure that we bring everyone along with us. And for me, that's been one of the most rewarding things over these years, to help people take that first step. We can talk about why people can't take that first step. And I'm sure that with the Starter Pack, we're helping a lot of people to get over that hurdle of the first step. But then, as you say, those wonderful experiences. Wendy and I just this week had a client reach out to us and say, ladies, I must just tell you, you've been walking this journey with me for the last 10 years and I have reached that magical 1 million rand mark.
Right?
This is a real, yes, a real example of someone that 10 years ago didn't know what, where, how, what to do. And that's just in her own account. She's also done the tax-free for her children. She's brought her family along on this journey. So this community around her has become seriously much better financially off because she was brave enough to take that first step and to bring everyone else along with her on the journey.
And that's so encouraging, right? That's 1 million rand they would not have had if she didn't have the courage to actually start this investment journey. And I think it's important because sometimes we hear Starter Pack and you think, ah, I've got my stuff covered. I'm fine. Must I tell you, I got a wake-up call when I took a look at some of the fees I'm paying on my RA. But we'll come back to that with Susan in just a moment. But perhaps by show of hands, how many of us have already started an investment journey and typically do think, well, you know what? I started 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago. I should be fine. Many of us on that investment journey already? But what we also need to understand is that things change over time. What might have worked 10 years ago in your investment strategy and where you were allocating your capital might not be relevant now anymore. And this is an open one to the both of you, but Wendy, happy for you to start. The importance of coming back and actually saying, hold on, now that you know we've seen some changes in terms of life or my financial capability or even the goals and objectives that I'd like to achieve, it's important to make sure as well that though I might already be invested in the market, but that I review my portfolio as well as the asset allocation that I'm putting my capital into.
Yes, it is quite important to have your portfolio reviewed. And because on the ETFSA platform, you do have advisors who don't actually charge you anything to guide you. And
Let's say that again, please. I think it's important to note.
So you do have advisors on the ETFSA platform who don't actually charge you anything to provide you with this guidance. So we will actually help you with your retirement planning, your investment planning, and everything that you need at whatever life stage that you're on at that time.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And that's also important just to understand the relationship with the advisor and having open conversations with them. And maybe this is also where you can share some of your feedback in the journey that you've experienced. The practical life shifts when the penny drops for us as clients when you engage with them. What's that journey been like for you? And are there any key stories or interesting nuances you can share with us?
I think one of the things is when people say, I'm too poor for this, but I'm interested. Or I don't know if I have enough money. Or I don't know when I can start. Mm. Or can I actually do just a debit order? Or I don't have a lump sum. Or how do the markets actually work? And they're not really sure where to start. So for me, I think it's not that people don't really want to do or don't understand. They just need someone to hold their hand. And that's where I come in.
100%. Speaking about someone holding your hand as well, there are more than, what, 200 ETFs? 2,000?
287.
Now, I don't know about you. I read the markets. I follow the news. But typically, we would all struggle to make sure that we actually put together a portfolio that makes sense. And the truth is, you might be looking at a balance fund, but if you buy in the same balance fund from different providers, it's like buying a strawberry from all the different retailers. It might be from a different store, but it's still a strawberry. And maybe, Narina, this is where, just before we go to an ad break, you can, you know, share with us the importance of not only speaking to advisors like Wendy and others that you have in the organization, but how there's a clear, bespoke approach to make sure that you meet our needs. I mean, we've got you, Mike, Gareth, Susan, and Wendy on standby. So if you're wondering and anxious that you might have to walk this journey alone, the truth is we have industry experts like yourselves who help us construct the portfolios we need to put together.
Yeah, you know, Gugan, you and I spoke about this last week when I was here with you in studio, and I spoke about how the concept of an ETF, which started out as a simple concept, it was a single investment that gave you investment to a whole basket of shares, top 40 shares on the JSE. Next month, the Satrix 40 will celebrate its 25th anniversary, 25th birthday. A really simple and straightforward concept. But because we now have 287 of these, people now feel overwhelmed by what I call the dilemma of choice. Mm. And now that stops people from taking action because they fall into this trap of analysis paralysis. I keep looking and what about this and maybe I should check that. And but what about the fee on this one? And ooh, but do that, does it pay dividend? And they feel completely overwhelmed. And yes, that is the value of not just a good financial advisor, but a good financial advisor that actually understands ETFs. And at ETFSA, we are the ETF specialists. That is exclusively what we focus on. And so you can be ensured that if you are unsure about the choice, how to take that first step, we are absolutely there to help you with the journey. Because ultimately, it's about what's inside each of those ETFs that will help guide how do you select a particular ETF for your objectives. Do I need a regular income from this? Am I interested in a very long-term capital growth in an overseas market? How does it compare to what I already have? There are all these sort of considerations, and you as an individual might feel overwhelmed by this dilemma of choice. We provide a lot of information for those that want to learn and make their own decisions. They can certainly do so. But please don't feel overwhelmed. Reach out to us with your questions. There's no such thing as a silly or a stupid question. All questions are absolutely valid, and we're very happy to engage and help you on this journey. Getting you started,
yes.
Keeping you going,
yes.
And when we reach that wonderful milestone when we are now going to be feasting off this big pool of assets that we've built up, we'll be there again to help you eat the right fruit from the orchard of fruit trees that you've grown over the years.
Exactly. I couldn't have put it better. But thank you so much for that, Narina. I'm being told that we have to go to an ad break, but we will come back with a few questions, some feedback, and most importantly as well, conversation as well we'll have with Gareth Stolbe and Susan Ramochavi. To those of you joining us online, get your questions coming in because we want to make sure that we get them to our guests from ETFSA. And if you're listening on air, share your voice notes as you usually do. 063-688-0959. In the audience, get ready. I'll be coming to you. You're on standby. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959, our special ETFSA roundtable edition in partnership with Kaya 959. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. It's a special edition of the show tonight here with myself, Gugule Tumfupi. We have our ETFSA roundtable in partnership with Kaya 959. So for you listening in the car, I just want you to close your eyes and imagine there's a camera in front of me, all five of them. There's two panelists who are joining us from ETFSA who are experts in the field. And there's a beautiful audience of participants from ETFSA and, of course, investors, some who are well-established in the investment journey and others who just might be getting started to make sure that they build wealth. So to make sure that everyone else who's listening on air actually has proof that I'm not alone, please can we say hi?
Hi!
Fantastic. And for those of you joining us online for the webinar, next time, make sure you make your way to the building as well. But a gentle reminder to please keep your questions coming through. We're happy to take them here online and we'll be addressing them with our specialists and guests from ETFSA. To the audience, we'll also take your questions. And if you're listening, you're more than welcome to share your voice notes too on 063-688-0959 to address any of your investment questions. So we're all getting ready to start off our investment journey as we have been sharing with ETFSA. You've clicked on the red button. You've submitted your contact details. Wendy and the team have gotten in touch with you. You're chatting on the Investor Hub. And now you're making sure that you've deposited your funds, get the deposit order or debit order going, and you're starting off on the journey. Well, there are two individuals here who have also helped me in my journey. I've also worked and spoken to them in different capacities. And just, again, to give you an overview of their expertise, Gareth Stolbe does join us as well. Formidable leader within the financial services space who himself has been an entrepreneur and an innovator regarding investment products and solutions in the country. Can we please welcome Gareth Stolbe? Yay! Susan Ramochavi. Hey, Susan. Susan and I have had invigorating conversations on air, off air, via WhatsApp, over the phone, and even in person. Susan has been helping me with shifting my RA. And she's actually a certified financial planner and a trust fiduciary, if I'm not mistaken.
Board of Trustees.
Board of Trustees, I beg your pardon. But essentially helps a lot of South Africans in terms of making sure that their retirement savings for the long term are secure in the right products, that you're paying the right fees for it, and it's competitive, and that you meet your long-term objectives. And Susan's literally been holding my hand in this journey. So if you think I know a lot, trust me, there are people in this industry and at ETFSA who know even more. So can we please give a warm welcome to Susan? Hi, Susan.
Hi, everyone.
I say this deliberately, right? Because so often a lot of people think, well, hey, you know this, you've been doing this and in this space for a while, or you've started your investment journey a few years ago with other institutions and other companies. But as we need to continue to emphasize, even if you're not someone who's a beginner in this journey, we all need to make sure that we just go back to our paperwork and say, hey, is everything still okay? Yeah. Am I meeting my goals and objectives? And perhaps, Garrett, this is where we can also come to you just to get a quick refresher, you know, on the opportunities that are presented by ETFs specifically. It takes away the stress and the strain from wondering, should I buy NVIDIA? What about Microsoft? Oh, but Pick n Pay had results, but how do they compare to Boxer? Let's not forget ShopRite. It's stressful when I look at the headlines, even more so when you're trying to understand where to allocate your money and which stock to invest in. But this is why ETFs are so credible, are so flexible, and also offer the agility for us to actually beat the market, essentially, over the long term.
That's right, Gugu, and thank you. And, you know, Narina was talking earlier, we've now got well over 200 ETFs in our market. The first breakthrough product was the Satrix 40, 25 years ago, as Narina points out.
Yeah.
But the beauty and the simplicity of ETFs is really the following. Firstly, when you buy a ETF and you buy a share in that ETF, let me stop mics. No.
Oh, just to pull the mic closer, so that the audio can go through on the radio.
Speak up, in other words. Okay. When you buy a share in a ETF, you are immediately diversified of all of the shares that are inside of that ETF. So you're not exposed to one company, one management team, or potentially one product that that company sells, but rather a whole range of companies from different sectors and different industries. So there's a safety net in relation to that diversification. If you think back to horror stories like Steinhoff, for instance.
Yes,
Steinhoff was in the index, but it was a small weight in the index. You had loads of other shares that propped up that investment at that time. And so ETFs are very diversified, they're safe, and the way that they're constructed is that they're very low cost. So when you buy any financial service, any investment products, cost is taken away from your performance at the end of the day. So if you're in a high cost product that costs, you know, a couple of percent, it means that the performance is a couple of percent less than what it could have been, whereas ETFs are low cost. And they're transparent, and you know exactly what you're buying into. And so for that reason, across the world over the last two decades, they've been seen as consumer-centric and really a modern and contemporary way of investing in stock markets.
Yeah.
So what we do at ETFSA is we guide clients on the different ETFs out there, the different types of exposures that you're buying. So if you buy, for instance, the S&P 500, which is one of the more famous, well-known indices, you buy one unit in that ETF, you're immediately exposed to over 500 companies in different ways. Of course, the big stocks like Microsoft and NVIDIA, those that you mentioned, will have higher weights, and lesser-known companies will have lower weights. But you are able to dynamically allocate across these different ETFs so that your ultimate strategy can be met. And if you're a more defensive client or a more conservative client, they're more conservative products too. And so we obviously love them. We've named our firm after them. People like Mike Brown, who we work with, the foundational leaders in this space.
Yeah.
But they're just hyper useful in terms of putting together a financial plan at the end of the day.
100%. And I think that this is so important because it takes that stress and anxiety away from you to actually wonder, which company should I buy? Should I put it in cash? What about bonds? What about... It's confusing. But there's something you mentioned, Garrett, that I got a big lesson in. Fees. How many of you actually take a look at your retirement annuity fees, the investment companies or portfolios that you have? Do you read those statements that they send you on a monthly or quarterly basis to evaluate how much are you paying for investments? Yes, no, maybe? Hands up? Or are we too shy? Oh, yeah. We are together, my dear friends. Because I used to think, well, yeah, I look at my portfolio performance, I take a look at the fees, and then you recognize that not only is there a percentage, but then there's a monthly fee. And then when you do a comparison to ETFSA, you realize, the maths is not mathing. Something's not going on. And this is a personal experience, actually, that I had a very bold conversation with Susan and Gareth about. Safe to say, my financial advisor got a very, very hot email. But Gareth, let's talk about fees, because I think so often this is something that we take for granted and we just think, well, I've invested already, my money's growing, and we don't typically take a look at the finer detail regarding fees and help us understand why that's important. So when we say 1.25% from ETFSA, put it into context as to what that means in the investment universe.
Well, it can be a structural drag on your return through time. So let's say you're hoping to earn 20% per year, for instance, and your fee is 2%. That means you're only earning 18%, and 10% of your return is going to fees. Mm-hmm. So the lower...
That takes from the growth that we spoke about, from the compounding as
correct,
well, right? So
exactly.
Not just the capital investment you made.
So it has an exponential impact, fees through time. There's some research that a firm, Morningstar, did some years ago around fees. And the example they gave is that if you had... like a whole lot of mystery funds in front of you and you didn't know much about them and they had different management teams, different strategies and that relating to them. If you were to just close your eyes and pick one factor that was going to determine future outcome of those funds, the lower fee funds were, as a percentage, more likely to outperform the higher fund fees, just as an aggregate, as a group. So if you were to sort of sort the whole universe of funds out there, I mean, there are 200-something ETFs, but unit trusts, there are a whole span more. If you were to just hone in on the fees as a critical factor, it really does make a big difference. So they've earmarked it as being the single biggest factor in terms of future returns. So,
and that's important because it doesn't mean that you can quickly buy gold, enjoy the gold rally, buy Bitcoin here, and you'll basically outperform and the fees won't matter anymore.
Yeah. We when we talk about fees in this context, it's the long-term drag on it rather than the short-term. I mean, obviously, if you... buying gold today and selling it tomorrow, that tiny little bit of fee that you pay isn't such a big deal in that instance. But when you look at it in terms of your savings journey and the retirement clients that Susan looks after, that incremental cost that you're paying through time does add up, and it can add up quite meaningfully. And so that's what we guide clients on, and it's at a product level, so like ETF fees, but also the different types of solutions that you're buying, whether that's, you know, an RA, for instance, is often the one that clients come to us talking about. Mm. So it does matter, and keeping fees low is at the cornerstone of our business. Obviously, we do need to make money as well and make sure that our business is sustainable and that we're providing a quality service. So we obviously do charge fees, but from an industry comparison perspective, it's much lower.
Yeah. And I encourage you to ensure that you do compare, because that is actually where you do see the differentiating factor. I think a lot of us might be very familiar with the news headlines and studies that are often shared around retirement savings in South Africa. I'm not too sure how many of you might be looking forward to retirement. You are? Have you got the money, Wins? That's the problem, right? That's why you're here. Susan, you know who to speak to. Speak to Susan before you leave, Wendy. But this is important, right? Because as has been echoed, ETFs offer you an opportunity to have this, you know, assorted chocolate box, really, of making sure that you can put your money in different spaces and really gain the market and capital growth that you want to see in your investments. Retirement, sometimes some of us get nervous about it because we think, I've got time. Or we panic and we think, oh no, I need to work harder because I've got limited time. This is the interesting space that you play in, Susan, taking care of retirement products at ETFSA. Help us understand the important role that retirement annuities play within the starter pack.
So as Wendy did mention the structure of how the starter pack was actually planned to go, it mainly goes how you want to structure your long-term, medium-term, and your short-term investments. And your long-term is where your RA would come in. And half the time, I meet clients that say, but I have time, I'll do it again, or I'll cancel and start again. But what they don't realize is that the point of an RA is not to think about now, but to rather think about the end, the ultimate point when Nerino is saying, where you hit your moment of, I did it. And you starting now with that 300 or the minimum that you can afford, being 300 or anything that you can afford, can work for you and make money babies in that longer term effect. So not only does that help you in the long term to at least have a retirement basket, but it also plays a big role in your tax deductibility. So for a lot of people, they'll say, but what's that? So when you currently earning whatever income you're earning, let's say for simple examples, you earning 100,000 a year, and you decide from my 100,000, I'm going to contribute 20,000. That tax deductibility, you only going to be taxed on 80,000. That's what that actually what SARS is saying to you, that whatever contributions you're making to your RA, we will not credit you or actually tax you on it. So why are you not even
say this slowly, Susan, because sometimes we get lost in the technicalities, right? But it's essentially SARS's way of saying to you, because you're putting away for your future self, we as the government or the state won't have to pay out a social grant to you.
Yeah.
We will actually offer you a rebate in terms of lowering or I guess a credit on your tax.
That's totally it. So in most situations you find in our country, actually, we're allowed to contribute a maximum of 27.5%. So you contributing 27.5% means that from your income, you're not going to be taxed 27.5%. So you only be taxed the difference of that, which is why it's vital when you look at your tax implications around investment product, you start with what is tax deductible, then you come to the tax advantages of a tax free, and then you only look at your discretionary, because there, that's where you have the flexibility of withdrawing or doing whatever, but knowing that you're going to be taxed.
Exactly. I don't know about you, but how many of us want to pay lower taxes?
Everybody.
Yep, exactly. Everybody. So that also underscores the importance of this within the long term. Another theme that often comes up as well, and Narina mentioned it, but of course, is time. Sometimes we think, well, you're in your 20s, you're forever young. Then you hit your 40s and you think, oops, I need to accelerate. Mm. And in your 50s, that's when you're also trying to ensure that you've crafted the life that you want to enjoy. But that's also not a missed opportunity to actually start one's savings and investment journey into their retirement annuities. Let's talk about that, because sometimes we get scared of age, but yeah, that shouldn't be a hindrance to getting started, right?
Yes, and mostly in South Africa, having the big advantage of opening an RA at any age. So you could be less than 55 years, which is the retirement age in South Africa, but you could be 65. You can still open an RA. And again, in most situations where I'm helping some of my clients retire, others actually have a retirement within their retirement planning phase where they still contribute into an RA because of the tax deductibility, but also once it reaches a certain amount, they actually retire it into their living annuity where they get their pension. So you never stop being able to use the advantage of a retirement fund.
Exactly. This is so important, because so often we think, okay, once you hit 60, that's it, I'm done. But the truth is, if we look at the reality of the world we live in today, a lot more South Africans and people across the world really are living longer.
Yeah.
We're becoming healthier. We are finding new ways of actually generating an income. But as Susan has mentioned, you can actually find a duality in that. And I think this is also something that does need to be, you know, mentioned about the starter pack, the long-term journey, is of course reviewing your portfolio performance.
Yes.
I want to underscore this, because sometimes we think, well, I've started, I'm fine, I've gotten this sorted, but this is also where the comparison comes in, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, this is my personal story. So be kind as you share some lessons with us as an audience here.
I always say, Gugu, I'll speak for myself mostly, that we young people always say, no, I'll start planning, financial planning, when I have a certain income, or when I start earning a certain bracket. But planning starts with your small income now, managing properly now, so that at the point you reach that high income, you actually are already in the drill of things. And like you were saying, once you actually have a structure now that this is my retirement, this is how much I'm contributing, this is my tax free, and this is my discretionary where I go when I need or have any emergencies, you've already started. The big step is done, and you now is just maintaining, and most importantly, making sure you oversee that. Overseeing doesn't mean that you put it in there and wait for 10 years and then you're going to check it in 10 years. No, constantly, every year, meet with your advisor or meet with the person that sort of is assisting you with your planning and say, look, how are things? Is it aligned to our goals? Is it as we initially had predicted? And from there, you might even find that the things that you're going to change. But if you leave it for 10 years, you never get the opportunity to make changes.
Exactly. So don't leave it till it's too late. Make sure that you do or have pressed the red button. I'm not too sure how many of you have started with our journey just yet, but this is why we're having these conversations, to make sure that in our own independent capacity, with our peers, with our colleagues, with our friends, with our loved ones, we make sure that wealth creation is really something that we can all enjoy. Well, it is exactly 7:45, and you are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. We are going to continue this conversation in our roundtable with ETFSA. Gareth, Susan, Wendy and Narina will be back on stage to answer any of your questions that we will be taking from the audience, to those of you who are listening to us on air, and of course those on the webinar. A gentle reminder to share your questions through the messaging or chatbot. We will be able to address them shortly. And if you're listening on air, 063-688-0959 is the number to share your voice notes to. To our audience members, get ready. Get your voices clear. We'll be coming to you with a roving mic today.
Say what you're thinking.
WhatsApp, Google it on 4P.
063-688-0959.
On the street, on the air.
Yo, I like Susan. Susan, you were interested or not interested to invest. She's also playing with the language. You cannot be an island of prosperity in the ocean of poverty. No, you finished it. You finished me. And yes, indeed, also for my kids, they do have some investments, but I'll also consider ETFSA. I'll be in touch with you very soon. Thank you very much. This was very informative.
Wow, this is just my luck. Wow. I'm very much interested. One of the reasons why I started listening to your show is because of such conversations and your way of interesting us into business, you know, the whole idea of investing and everything. And thank you for this. I already looked into the website, ETFSA, and I will be calling them soon. And I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for what you're doing, Gugu. Thank you so much.
Isn't that good news? Well, if you've just joined us, it is 11 minutes now to 8 o'clock. You are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. We have a special broadcast this evening, our ETFSA roundtable in collaboration with Kaya 959. If you've just joined us, where have you been? Because for the last 45 minutes, we've been in an amazing conversation. And as you heard from the voice notes that we had from Temba and Bongani, amazing feedback that we had regarding officially starting your journey into investing. A gentle reminder to those of you who are joining us via our webinar, keep your questions coming in. We've got about 10 minutes to address them with our panelists. And of course, if you are sharing your voice notes, do so on 063-688-0959. We also have a live studio audience that is with us. And because I'm not doing the show alone, can we get a ETFSA from everyone in the crowd?
ETFSA!
There we go. Not only that, but I also have our representatives from ETFSA who are back on stage with us. Susan, you heard an amazing voice note giving us some feedback there. We've also got Narina, Wendy, and Gareth who are going to address some of our questions. We'll start off with a few of the questions that have come on online that we'll start off with, and I guess we'll decide who we share them with. But to the audience, I'll also come to you in just a moment if you have any questions, but feel free to raise them so that I know where to find you. If not, eye contact means I'm coming to you. But let's start with the first question from Clarence. And the question asks, ETFSA, which website can investors like me find investment performance over the last 3, 5, 10, 15 years of various ETFs? So Clarence looking to find out the past performance.
Past performance can be found on the ETFSA website. It's etfsa.co.za. You would then go to Information Center and go to Performance Survey. It's updated on a monthly basis.
Fantastic. That's what we see why I say ask for Wendy. Ask for Wendy. We've got a question, and I guess this one's for you, Susan, because it's on retirement annuities from Nobelungu. She asked, good evening. I previously had a retirement annuity with Liberty, but I had to stop contributing due to personal circumstances. My question is, if I'm interested in the ETFSA starter pack, would it be possible to transfer the proceeds from my Liberty RA to contribute towards the starter pack?
Bring it home, Mama. Firstly, Nobalungu, thank you for your question. This is certainly for most people, this is an ideal question because a lot of people already have existing RAs. Yes, we do help you with Section 14 transfers, which you'd be dealing with me again. And then what would happen is that you then continue contributing to your RA and then add on your discretionary and tax fee. Yes, we can help you.
This is the conversation I've been having with Susan. So it's real, and it does happen, and is also competitive. So do make sure that you do speak for and look for Susan when you do contribute to your RA. The second question is from Tamingela. How long is the investment period? I noted that the minimum is 1,000 rand split into three. Am I able to access the first part for emergencies? For the RA part, do I need to submit it as a return to SARS annually? Am I able to monitor the growth monthly or when I need to? Can I add additional funds if I have excess funds? You're asking all the right questions, Tammy, because that's what we want to know. So I guess first one, how long is the investment period? And can we access some of the funds due to emergencies?
So the answer on all of this is yes. How long is the investment period? As long as you need it to be. Mm-hmm. Can you access some of the funds? Yes. You can access the discretionary investment, the one that we're specifically earmarking as an emergency fund if you don't currently have one. That's exactly its purpose, to help you out when life happens. You don't want to end up having to go into a payday loan or into bad debt and high interest rate debt. You want to build up that little emergency fund that says, I can actually access it when I need to. The 400 Rand that goes into your retirement annuity, yes, that's the one for the long term. That's the one that you won't be able to access until the age of 55. Well, there were more
returns
questions.
Returns to SARS for RA?
So returns to SARS as a contribution to a registered retirement annuity fund, you will be getting your tax contribution certificate. We submit the information to SARS. You will also add it to your tax return, and that's how you get that tax deductibility. Gotcha. And I think there was a question in terms of performance.
Yes.
Hey, you can check this as often as you want to. You'll get online access. You can watch it intraday if you want to, but I always say to people, investments are like baking a cake.
Mm.
You mix it very carefully, exactly according to the recipe as it should be, and then the recipe tells you that the cake needs to bake for an hour. The oven gives you a glass door to look through. You can look at your investments as often as you want to, as much as you want to, but don't go open that oven door and stick your grubby little fingers inside it, because then you're never going to get a cake.
Exactly. Can I add additional funds?
Oh, absolutely. I think Wendy already mentioned the amazing flexibility of this. I think the beauty of the starter pack is that we get you started with these three vital, critical investment pots for your wealth creation journey, and you can then add to that on a regular basis, more than 1,000 rand, on an ad hoc basis, as and when you can. That's how we build wealth. When with every rand that we earn, we're actually able to add money, some of that, pay ourselves first.
Got you, 100%. Interesting one that I think that often comes up. There's a question here, what happens if the market crashes? Is my money gone? And I think that's part of the anxiety a lot of investors have.
Well, the interesting thing about markets, and I sometimes play with the little Google function when you look at the Satrix 40 return over one day and then you extend it to 5 days and you extend it to 1 month, often you'll see that it's down over that 1 month period or even over a 1 year period. You will not find a chart that is down over a 10-year period. It's almost impossible. And the lesson there is that over any longer term time frame, generally stock markets go up. They start at the bottom left-hand side of the chart and they end at the top side of the chart. But you do need to stay the course. So when periods come like COVID and you feel, oh my goodness, what's going to happen now? That's precisely when you need to actually just, you know, sit on your hands and ride that out. Because if you look at that chart through the COVID period, you know, we're way higher than we were over that period. And remember how scary that was.
Exactly.
And you can go back to any previous crash. The same pattern plays out. You just need to hold on. Obviously, there'll be personal circumstances sometimes that mean that you can't, but for the most part, those that hold on and hold the markets through time benefit from that.
100%. And you're quite right. In April, the markets actually saw a sharp decline. It's October now. We're shooting the lights out yet again. So yeah. That also needs to put things into perspective. We have two voice notes that I want to get through, and then we do want to take at least two questions from the audience members in the next 4 minutes. So let's start with the first voice note from Mpho Langa.
I just wanted to know, what happens if I stop making contributions? Maybe something unforeseen makes me stop making contribution. What happens then? Do I still have an ATFSA account that would be active, or will it be shut down? Do I get reimbursed, or do I lose everything, or does the amount still compound up until such a time maybe I start investing again?
I wanted to ask these two questions. Do ETFSA have their own app whereby we can invest in that app or use the app for investing? And another question is that RAs, can I have different RAs that are, let's say, in general job, I want to do, maybe I have 50,000 and then I decide to invest in an RA. Can I do different portfolios?
Okay. Oh, can you hear me now? There we go. Let me move away from the monitor. Got you. So two questions. One for us from Paul in terms of if they can't, unable to continue their contributions, what happens to the account?
So your account stays active, your capital continues to grow, you stay on the market, and everything continues as it was. And then once you are okay again, you continue contributing again.
Got you. Second one was from Mangwenya asking about if we have an app. Or how do we access the hub? And coupled with that, he wanted a response to RAs and the change in the investment strategy. But let's take the first one in terms of the digital presence with you, Gareth.
So we don't have an app just yet, but you'll find that our website is very easy to navigate, even on a mobile phone, and all of the online applications, it's basically like an app. And most importantly, we actually answer the phone at ETFSA, so you can you can phone us if needs be, and we can sort out any issue.
Speak to a real person, but the WhatsApp chat in the Investor Hub is always interesting. I always, this one's for Wendy, this one's for Susan, and then we laugh about it when he gets lost in the system. But Susan, on RA's key question from Mangwenga, specifically focused on, you know, realigning his portfolio or how to structure it.
Certainly, you can invest a lump sum, but into different portfolios. So in the RA, we have portfolios that range from low risk to high risk, and there's also medium risk. So it really, you can split it however you want. We can also guide you if you need guidance on that also.
100%. Take the guidance. That's why they're there, because they are advisors. I said to the audience, we will be coming to you. Perfect. We've got a roving mic. If we could ask you to share your question, sir. For the benefit of our colleagues watching via webinar, if you could please stand up. It's just easier for the cameraman to find you.
So my question relates to time. I'm in my early 40s and I feel like I've lost time.
Please remove the mic closer to you. Just closer. Closer.
So, there we go. The question is on compound time. I'm in my early 40s and I'm close to retirement. And if I feel I've lost time, how do you have strategies that help me play catch up to maybe someone starting with a 30 or 20?
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Let's note that, and then we'll come and take another question on the floor. Ma'am, you had your hand up. If you could please take that.
Thank you. This is a bit more difficult question. So there's new kids on the block now with the ETF. There's an actively managed ETF, whereas we just used to passively manage ETF. So what is the difference between your actively managed ETF and your trust? I mean, are they still passive? And then what's going on there?
You know your stuff. Hey? 10 years ago, it was about active versus passive management, and this is where Narino is certainly in. We'll take both your questions. Maybe let's start with the time frame, starting in your late 40s when it comes to retirement savings and your retirement annuity, Susan, and then we'll get to more aggressive strategies for ETFs.
So firstly, we can help you with financial planning calculations, which sort of guide you and say, currently you're 45, you're planning to retire at 60, this is the amount of monthly contributions you need to make to catch up to maybe your 1.5 million that you want to reach. That's the best we can do. But also remembering that when it comes to retirement planning, you shouldn't focus on really that you're late. Rather start. That's the important step. Started, you might even find that you start today with the extra that you have, maybe 2,000, but over the next year you're able to put it at 7, And that's you catching up. Don't focus too much on, I want to make sure, like, with whatever I have, 15,000, I'm putting it in, only to find that you're going to be stranded for extra cash. So you don't want to put yourself in a corner.
Got you. Thanks for that, Susan. Let's get the technical question. Actively managed exchange traded funds.
I love that question. I think so many people have this perception that ETF necessarily means so-called passive or index tracking, as you rightly pointed out. And that certainly was where the ETF industry started out as. But it has completely evolved from that to this point now where today we also have actively managed ETFs. By the way, you also get index tracking unit trusts. And so it's not as though all unit trusts are actively managed. I think the important differentiation here sits in that ET, exchange traded. It's about where you buy it, how you access it. And the exchange traded version of these unit trusts, whether they are index tracking or actively managed, brings you a lot more regulatory safeguarding, a lot more protection as an investor, a lot more transparency, a lot more flexibility, a whole lot of those sort of things. So actively managed ETFs, what's really interesting is to see is suddenly the entrance of our traditional active unit trust providers now also bringing their unit trust funds as actively managed ETFs to the investor. And that really just means more choice, which probably might mean more dilemma of choice, and that's where we come in to help you to navigate when do I use which and how do I best serve my investment needs.
Exactly. That's such an important theme to underscore, and perhaps to amplify it from a technical point of view. It's like buying the box of chocolates, and before you said, well, I want assorted chocolates, but I want different variations of nuts, and I'll take hazelnuts and Brazilian nuts, and I'll keep it at that. But then someone says, hold on, but now peanuts are popular, and why do you just want nuts when you can have toffees? And why do you want toffees when you can actually have milk chocolate? But there's dark chocolate, and you can change them up as and when you please. That's essentially the difference between the actively managed exchange-traded funds, where there are professional in the background who constantly review the actual ETF to say, hold on, we don't like peanuts anymore, so maybe let's add more hazelnuts. So you know what? We actually want more toffees in the actual chocolate box. But ultimately, what you invested in is the chocolate assortment of boxes, which is the exchange-traded fund, and that is essentially just continues to see the performance that you need. I am under pressure for time, and I don't want the party to end. But my colleagues have told me that it's 3 minutes after 8 o'clock, but we have had a phenomenal time. So, S, unfortunately, we'll take your question offline, but we will address it with the experts who are in the room. And for anyone else who is available as well here joining us tonight, we are more than happy to have you ask your questions to the various representatives of ETFSA. Not just those here on stage. There's the likes of Jen and many others as well in the room who will be able to assist you. And, of course, the godfather of ETFs in South Africa, Mr. Mike Brown himself, who might even help you reconstruct your portfolio. So thank you, Mike. We appreciate your presence being here tonight as well. Thank you to our listeners for sharing your voice notes and, of course, the engagement that we've had online. All of you joining us via the webinar, it's been fun. But next time, we want you in the room. Thank you for sharing your questions as well. And to the amazing, amazing family at Bleeders at ETFSA, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Gareth, Wendy, Narina, and Susan, and for responding to the questions so aptly. And to our audience members for joining us in participation and conversation today, your time, your presence, your effort is not taken for granted. The only challenge that I'm giving you tonight, log on to the website, etfsa.co.za, click on Starter Pack, and press that red button that says Start Now. Yes, you'll have to call Wendy and give her all your FICA documents, but I'm telling you, you can get it done in a day. And from there, that's when you start having conversations around how best to actually kickstart your investment journey. But that's the challenge. Click the red button today and call me in a week's time and we'll have some feedback with all our experts again on how best we continue in our journey. Thank you again for joining us on Kaiabiz tonight. It's been amazing having all of you with us online, on air, and right here at the Kaia 959 building. As we sign out, having wrapped up our ETFSA roundtable in partnership with Kaia 959, can we all sign out the show and say ETFSA? 1, 2, 3.
ETFSA.
There we go. Thanks for joining us.
Click kaia959.co.za
to download the Kaia Biz podcast.